Everybody listen up. Here we're shooting another scene of action frames. Now get to your positions. Lighting?
Ready.
Cameras?
Clear.
Figurants?
Clear.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, action.
Hello everyone, welcome to today's Info Express. This is Apollo.
And this is Rebecca. December of this year can really be a big movie month. After Double 11, have you prepared your wallet again?
I'm indeed heartbreaking when counting my money, but how can we miss Fantastic Beasts, Your Name, and Miss Peregrine's Home when they're finally on? Now, not to mention, we have spoken their name for so many weeks. And surprisingly, I found other movies that may worth a ticket.Like Death Duel, originated from the novel written by Gu Long, directed by Er Dongsheng, who played the leading role 40 years ago. Its quality has a guarantee in some way, but the cast may become its shortage.
And don't forget those movies that hasn't been released yet. Fans of Marion Cotillard may want to see A Light, in which Marion is incredibly charming.And I believe, like it or not, most people would wonder what a China-American corporation with the biggest movie-making team ever filmed looks like. So, we are likely to go and see The Great War. And for those who appreciate quieter films, See You Tomorrow, directed by Carwee Wong, released on December the 23rd, would be a good choice.
I can feel my wallet is weeping, but thinking that this is our last movie feast this year, it will forgive me. Now let's have a look at some shooting plans. Recently, Kate Blanchett, Sandra Bullock, and Rihanna were seen in a park in New York, shooting the movie Ocean's 8, the remaking of Ocean's 11.
And our old friend Peter Jackson is planning to make the novel Mortal Engines into a film.This time, he is going to do the screenplay instead of directing. The film is going to be shot next spring in New Zealand.
We will have to wait 2 more years to see it on the screen.
Apart from movies, we also have some interesting news. Jessica Chastain recently marketed her handprint in front of Chinese theater. We all know what a handprint means to an actor. Though Jessica hasn't won an Oscar yet, she's definitely worth it.
What makes her more excited is that her handprints are right beside those of Elizabeth Taylor and Bette Davis. Congratulations for her.
The last news today has a special meaning for action frames, though it seems not so funny. I like it still.
Yeah, we all get you. Jake Gyllenhaal recently mentioned in an interview that Tom Ford is going to add a color of lipstick called Jake. Exactly the same spelling of our Jake.
Jake, every woman's lips...will be marked by you. The slogan sounds so sexy, but why do I have a feeling of,
Creepy, huh?
Truly, really, indeed, exactly. But the color is beautiful.
Well, that's all for today's Info Express.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax.What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Welcome to our Action Frames. It's time for Storyboard. This is Jake.
And this is Alva. Wait, Jake, why are you so serious? Enjoy the program.
It's my duty to do this job well.
Come on, have you heard the saying, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy?
It's so familiar, it's as if I have just heard it yesterday.
Dull Jake, it's the film we are going to introduce, The Shining. Don't you remember the scene when all the papers are full of this scene?
Well, of course I do. That scene is an important twist in the film. Speaking of The Shining, it is recognized as the most artistic horror film. It tells the story of a crazy man and his family.
A writer called Jake Torrance decides to take care of Overlook Hotel in winter, even though it's said a previous manager killed his family with an axe before committing a suicide in the hotel. The hotel is quite remote, and the heavy snow has blocked the road, so so it's perfect place for Jack to improve his working condition.
But things don't go so well as he thinks. Jack can't concentrate on his writing and begins to drink in the bar. The illusion and the bloody scenes in his mind slowly drive Jack crazy. When his wife Wendy finally finds their son shining and Jack's abnormal situation, Jack gets very angry and wants to kill his family.
So what happens in the ending of the film? Are the mother and the son safe?
I can't tell you more about it. You can find the answer in the film.
But I'm a little bit afraid of watching horror films.
Don't worry. It's not that scary like many Japanese horror films. Calm down and enjoy the fear. It's quite an exciting thing.
This film was directed by Stanley Kubrick and based on Stephen King's best-selling horror fiction. The Shining continues Kubrick's outstanding creative sense of space. Although the colors are bright, but the whole hotel, including the hall, corridor, bathroom, or the maze, is permeated with a chilling atmosphere.
Kubrick has a unique directing style. Flow of low-angle shot with excellent use of several montages let terror emerge in gradually. The scenes like a flood of blood gushing out from the stairs, the twin girls standing in the hall, reflect the crazy mind of Jack.
This movie casts through all the typical horror movies like a red poker through a human eye, as it allows the viewer to not only feel the violence, but appreciate the seed from which the derangement stems. One of the scariest things for people is to face the unknown, and this film represents it plotting with just that thought in mind.
The film is not only about killing and bloody scenes, it focuses on humanity and inner fear. It is basically about human shortcomings and the way they can be exploited by unconscious forces combined with weaknesses of will. This film scares the most just by using suggestion to turn your own imagination against you.
I think the silence around the hotel makes Jack suffer from claustrophobia and lose himself. In the end, leads to the murder. He lives a stressful life, lack of family's love. His strong problems, guilt for his son, also account for his insanity. So don't live like Jack. We all have a lot of problems to solve, but tomorrow is another day.
To be honest, I don't like this film very much because it's slow pace and it's weird, creepy music. By the way, what's The Shining really means?
It's a telepathic ability that enables people to read minds and experience premonitions. All the supernatural phenomena can be explained by this ability. Know more about it? Watch the film or read the novel will be a good choice.
Well, time's up. I can't wait to hear the flashbacks. This is Jake.
And this is Alva. See you.
See you.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, how do you do? My name is Jack Torres. That day I arrived at the mountain-isolated Overlook Hotel to be interviewed for the position of winter caretaker, and I plan to use the hotel's solitude to write. However, actually I didn't write anything except one sentence. All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Clip 1.
Hi, I've got an appointment with Mr. Allman. My name is Jack Torrance.
His office is the first door on the left.
Thank you. Mr. Allman, I'm Jack Torrance.
Come on in, Jack. Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
This is my secretary, Susie.
Susie, how do you do?
Any trouble finding us?
No problem at all. I made a trip in 3.5 hours. That's very good time.
Sit down a minute, Jack. Just make yourself at home. Like some coffee?
If you're having some, I wouldn't mind, thanks.
Susie?
Sure.
And ask Bill Watson to join us.
Yes, I will.
Clip 2.
Hi, honey. How's it going?
Fine.
Get a lot written today?
Yes.
Good. The weather forecast said it's going to snow tonight.
What do you want me to do about it?
Come on, honey. Don't be so grouchy.
I'm not being grouchy. I just want to finish my work.
Okay, I understand. I'll come back later with a couple of sandwiches. Maybe you will let me read something then.
Wendy, let me explain something to you. When you come in and interrupt, you're breaking my concentration. You're distracting me. And it will then take my time to get back to where I was. Understand?
Yes.
Fine.
Clip 3.
Dad, what? You would never hurt Mommy or me, would you?
What do you mean? Did your mother ever say that to you? That I would hurt you?
No, Dad.
You sure?
Yes, Dad.
I love you, Danny. I love you more than anything else in the whole world. And I would never do anything to hurt you. Never. You know that, don't you?
Yes, Dad.
Good.
Mom, are you in there?
What happened, honey? What's wrong?
I had the most terrible nightmare I ever had. It was the most horrible dream.
Really? It's okay.
I dreamed that I killed you and Danny. But I didn't just kill you. I cut you up into little pieces. God, I must be losing my mind.
Everything's going to be all right. Come on, let's get up off the floor. There. Now sit up. It's okay.
Danny, everything's okay. Just go play in your room for a while. Your dad just got a headache. Danny, mind what I say. Go play in your room.
Clip 4.
What did he call you, Jeeves?
Gritty, sir. Delbert Gritty.
Grady?
Yes, sir.
Delbert Grady?
That's right, sir.
Mr. Grady, haven't I seen you somewhere before?
Why, no, sir. I don't believe so. It's coming off now, sir.
Mr. Grady, weren't you once the caretaker here?
Why, no, sir. I don't believe so.
You're a married man, aren't you, Mr. Grady?
Yes, sir. I have a wife and two daughters, sir.
And, where are they now?
They are somewhere around. I'm not quite sure at the moment.
You were the caretaker here. I recognize you. I saw your picture in the newspaper. You, chopped your wife and daughter up into little bits, and then you blow your brains out.
That's strange, sir. I don't have any recollections of that at all.
Mr. Grady, you were the caretaker here.
I'm sorry to differ with you, sir, but you are the caretaker. You've always been the caretaker.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi everyone, welcome to today's Action English. I'm Echo.
And this is Apollo speaking.
Have you already picked up the phrases and expressions in Chicago last week? This time, we will move on to The Shining.
Get your notebook ready. Here comes the study time.
让我们来听听第一段原声吧。
Well, you can rest assured, Mr. Allman, that's not going to happen with me.
这句话是 Allman 向男主角 Jack 讲述1970年在 Overlook Hotel 发生的悲剧时 Jack 回应。
1970年 Jack 应聘的这个职位的前辈 Charles Grady 冬天在 Overlook Hotel 患上了幽居病，最后精神崩溃，拿斧子砍死了自己的家人，自己最后也吞枪自杀。
这真是个可怕的故事，但是 Jack 完全没有被吓到，反而说 You can rest assured that's not going to happen with me， 意思是你大可放心，这种事情绝对不会发生在我的身上。
看来还是不能把话说得太满。好，我们来看一下剧中的这个词组 Rest assured， Rest assured 是一个固定搭配，意思是放心，确信无疑。我们来造一个句，来加深大家的印象。
Oh, my sainted aunt, I haven't started writing my essay, and tomorrow is deadline.
Rest assured, you can count on me.
哎呀，天哪，明天就要交论文了，可是我还没有开始写。
放心吧，包在我身上了。
哎，什么时候也能赐我一个这么靠谱的朋友啊？
你别痴心妄想了，让我们来听第二段原声吧。
No problem. Back we had time to grab a bite to eat.
没关系，我们有时间来吃点东西。
这里的 grab a bite 是吃点东西，随便吃几口的意思。
不过 grab a bite 在口语中常用，不能用作书面语哦。
让我们来造个句子吧。
Would you like to grab a bite after finishing the record?
Of course, in winter, I eat a lot more. What on earth is it?
录完音要去吃点东西吗？
当然，一到冬天我就食量大增，我这是咋了？
你知道，熊就是像你这样吃得饱饱的，然后就去冬眠了。
冷漠，好吧。让我们来进入第三段原声吧。
Because basically the snowcat operates very much like a car, and it won't take you long to get the hang of it.
It won't take you long to get the hang of it. 用不了多久，你们就能熟练操作了。
这句台词是男女主角去参观酒店设施配置时出现的。Alma 正在向他们介绍这辆雪地车。想到后面的情节，我真是要感叹一句：还好女主会开车呀。
这里的 get the hang 意思就是熟悉、熟练。平时用的时候可以用 get the hang of something 来表示对某个事物的熟练掌握。
I've heard that you have got the hang of 8 languages. Unbelievable.
That's just a piece of cake. 没想到我有生之年也能说出这么霸道的话呀。
其实你有没有觉得我们的方言就是外语，这么说来的话，其实八种语言也不是那么难，是不是？就像是普通话、四川话还有无锡话。
好了好了，够了，说不过你，我们还是来听听最后一段原声吧。
Mr. Torrance,I see you can hardly have taken care of the business we discussed.
No need to rub it in, Mr. Grady.
这段对话出现在影片的后半部分。当 Jack 被妻子关进储藏室之后，门外的 Grady 与他的一段对话。Grady 说：“我看你很难处理得了我们所谈过的问题啊。” Jack 则回应道说：“没必要一直戳我的痛处吧 ，Grady 先生。”
A rub it in 就是反反复复提到不愉快的事情，故意戳人痛处，揭人伤疤的意思。电影中 Jack 由于妻子和儿子一直打扰自己写作，精神处于崩溃的边缘，想要和 Grady 一样 deal with 自己的妻儿，却被妻子打晕，关在储藏室里，把这个当做了自己的痛处，而 Grady 却一直提及这件事情，让 Jack 变得更加疯狂。最终 Jack 终于举起了斧子，所谓重蹈覆辙，不过幸好结局不一样。
所以说揭人伤疤这种缺德的事情还是不要作为好。
接下来我们来造个句体会一下。
Oh, it's great that you've been single again. We could be playing together happily.
Oh, how could you say so? Our friendship is over.
天哪，太好了，你又单身了，我们可以一起快乐地玩耍了。
你怎么能这么说呢？友谊的小船翻了。
果然不能揭人伤疤，不然你可能就会遭遇上述情况。
Okay, let's review what we have learned from The Shining.
Rest assured, 放心，确信无疑。 Grab a bite, 吃点东西，随便吃几口。
Get the hang, 熟悉，熟练。 Rub it in, 戳人痛处。
Okay, that's all for today's Action English. Close up is coming.
Stay tuned.
See you.
Tired of a long day's work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hi, my dear audience. Welcome to the gossip section. I'm Charlotte.
Hey, what are you talking about? Sorry, my dear audience, for my partner's jealous poor IQ. She can't even remember the name of our section. Anyway, welcome to Close Up. I'm Helen.
Well, it's not that wrong. We're literally gonna talk about the gossip of Jack Nicholson, do we?
No, we don't. Let's start with his great talent and...
Hey, how can that be? I've been waiting for his gossip for so long. It has such a complicated romance history.
Calm down, relax, I'm just kidding. But let's do start with his large amount of works. Do you know that he's not only an actor, but also a producer, screenwriter, and director?
Wow, he's so talented in this stuff. And as far as I can remember, he has a large amount of Oscar awards and nominations.
Yeah, it's hard to believe, but with 12 Oscar award nominations, in which 8 for Best Actor and 4 for Best Supporting Actress,Nicholson is the most nominated male actor in Oscar Academy Award history.
That's amazing.
What's more, he got one Oscar Award for the Best Actor because of his excellent acting as Randall P. McMurphin in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in 1976, and two Oscar Awards for the Best Supporting Actors because of Terms of Endearment in 1983 and As Good as It Gets in 1997.
It seems that he is really good at acting villains.
Yeah, his career-defining role as Jack Torrance in The Shining is a villain. And another renowned villain is the Joker in Tim Burton's Batman in 1989.
That's not easy. It seems that he even retired into private life for 2 years during 1987 to 1989, right?
Yes, but don't forget he got his third Oscar award after he came back.
Cool.But I'm still more interested on his gossip.
All right.
Do you know he had 5 children from at least over 5 relationships?
Jeez, really?
Really? His eldest daughter, Jennifer Nicholson, was born in 1963. From his marriage to Sandra Knight, which ended in 1968,His eldest son, Caleb James Goddard, was born in 1970 with Susan Asbach, then followed by Honey Holman, born in 1981 with a Danish supermodel, Winnie Holman, and Lorraine Nicholson, born in 1990, and Ray Nicholson, born in 1992 with Rebecca Rosard.
That's crazy.
But he had quite a longest relationship with actress Angelica Houston, the last for 17 years,although it was ended when Rebecca Brossard became pregnant with his child. Thus, Angelica Houston finally turned to his friend Ryan O'Neill.
Well, complicated and astonishing, but it always happens in Hollywood.
Creative life indeed, but he's somehow also an ordinary people.
For example,
he is a big fan of Los Angeles Lakers.
I'm also a fan of Lakers. I love football.
Football? Oh, come on. Everybody knows that Lakers is a basketball team.
Well, I mean basketball. Gosh, it can be more embarrassed. Fine, it's all for today's close-up. Just forget what you have heard.
Hey, I haven't told our audience about all his gossip yet.
That will cost you more than 3 days. Now it's time to say goodbye. See you next week.
All right. See you. Stay tuned. Bye.
Bye.
Are you tired of a long day's work? Watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Good night, audiences. I'm Joyce.
This is Priscilla.
And I'm Jake.God, and why me again? It seems that I always miss part in the freaking TikTok talk. Someone who write the lines of this column must be stick in his head.
But you actually play an important role, aren't you?
You mean the role that keeps saying, what? Hey, come on! Don't you think it's kind of dull? We should find another fun guy.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
This is Jake! J-A-K-E, Jake, not Jack!When could you let go this inside joke?
Aren't we supposed to more mysterious? After all, what we are going to talk about is a horror movie.
Accurately, this movie may not be classified as a horror film. It's a classical psychological thriller.
That's right, especially the scene that Jack slashes a door with an axe. That's incredibly classical. Many later horrors and thrillers imitated it.The axe indeed becomes a symbol of the movie and could remind us about the real psychological thrillers.
And this movie also marks a phrase.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
I know what you really mean. Time to give it up. We're not in action English.
I think the author of the book, which this movie is adapted from, used the name Jack on purpose. It perfectly fits the role.
Talking about Jack, do you know who the character in the film and the actor who played the role share the same name?
Jack Nicholson. He has done a really good job. The director Stanley Kubrick once demanded him perform the action in the movie again and again, more than 100 times.
Seems like the director really nitpicked.
Actually, Mr. Kubrick just wanted the actor to experience the severe despair of the character so that he could be the Jack in the movie.
Well, if I perform the action over 100 times, I must be in despair.
And maybe that's why they choose an actor named Jack. They just want the Jack to be the Jack.
And today, let's make Jake be the Jack.
This time I will not split my personality. That's stupid.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Is that the motto of the day? The same joke should not appear twice, okay? Please let me be a normal guy today.
But the author Stephen King doesn't have any slight interest of the normal guys. His works are almost full of the abnormal.
You mean magic, psycho, and so on?
His works, for example, Misery, which tells a story that a loyal reader imprisons the writer she adores and forces him to continue the story as what she has thought.
Oh, I can comprehend. Sometimes I really want to send a blade to the author because the ending of the book is a bullshit.
And his another work, Children of the Corn, is about a boy who has a good talent of comment. So he calls up all the children in the town to kill all the adults.
That's so weird. I thought Stephen King is a totally different person in my opinion. After all, he is the author of The Shawshank Redemption. That's too far from the horror.
What? Is he that wrote The Shawshank Redemption? Maybe he is the one who splits the personality. They are totally two different styles. Oh, unbelievable.
Talking about psycho, what's your attitude towards the change of Jack?
I think it's simple, just a result of long-time closing, along with the hint mentioned by the hotel's owner.
But how can you explain the phantoms Wendy and Danny saw?
Maybe that's the impact of what Jack has done. Besides, Danny did have some mental diseases.
Don't you think it's a bit unconvincing? There are too many strange things that we couldn't explain only by putting the blame to the psycho disease.
Yeah, what about The Shining? The flashbacks, the blood, the mysterious room 237, and the sentence he copies again and again?
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy.
Enough, both of you.
I think we should consider the movie as a ghost movie. We should assume that the ghosts do exist in the hotel. The ability shining is real, and this ability is a power against the ghost. The child and also the black man steward both acquire that.
So that's why the steward could handle the hotel and alert Danny to stay away from the room 237?
So, if there are ghosts, the core of the evil power has been locked up in the room 237. That's your conclusion?
That's it. When the steward is gone, nobody could stop the evil spirit. So they make the new caretaker to kill his family.
But don't you think that Jack has been already connected with the hotel? Jack could recall the party, the people in 1921, which I thought is not a simple imagination. In addition, don't you think the words of Delbert Grady, the ex-caretaker who kills his family with an axe, is more dubious?
I remember what he said to Jack. You've always been the caretaker. So that means Jack may be meant to be the killer?
Oh, and the photo we saw at the end. In the front, there's nobody but Jack.
I thought Jack has always been a victim of metempsychosis. A man dies and his soul rebirths in another body, but he still has to suffer the same pain.
That's a little depressing.
But there are still different explanations. For example, some said the film is hinting the swindle of the moon traveling of Apollo 11. In the novel, the number of the room is 217, but Mr. Kubrick modified it.
But why do they choose the number 237?
The distance between Earth and the Moon is about 237,000 miles.
God, no wonder many people said the film worth watching 5 times or more.
But I'm not gonna watch it again. It's too slow-paced.
To be frank, I almost fell asleep during the movie until the last 30 minutes.
But I want to recommend another movie, Room 237. It's a documentary of The Shining.
A movie about a movie? So what Kubrick said about his movie, The Shining?
He said nothing.
That's indeed his style, like what he does in his film, 2001, A Space Odyssey. He won't let you understand what he's really thinking.
Well, time's up, and let's say goodbye. It's so glad to be a normal guy today. This is Jake.
This is Joyce.
This is Priscilla. And don't forget our motto today.
All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. I know what's your trick.
Bye!
Out of a loneliest work, watch a movie, relax. What's fun in the dramatic world? Have a good time. This is Action Frames.
Hello, my dearest audience. This is your friend, Surprise. Welcome to the last segment for today's Action Frame, Gramophone. This time, we are going crazy while losing ourselves in the Overlook Hotel together with the creepy but wonderful original soundtrack from The Shining. The Shining is a 1980 British-American psychological horror movie. Although contemporary response from critics were mixed, assessments become more favorite in following decades, and it's now widely regarded as one of the greatest horror movies ever made. American director Martin Scorsese ranked one of the 11 scariest horror movies of our time. The stylistically modernist art music chosen by Kubrick is similar to the repertoire he first explored in 2001, A Space Odyssey. Although the repertoire was selected by Kubrick, the process of matching passage of music to motion picture was left almost entirely at the direction of music editor Gordon Stanford, whose work on this film is known for the attention to fine details and remarkably precise synchronization without excessive splicing. So, let's not waste our time and jump right into the soundtrack that makes this film incredible. Clip 1, The Shining Detail Music. Clip 2. The Natura Sonori, number 1, 1994, digital remaster. The music is a noise group together with drums and synthesizers playing the string bed and all kinds of dissonant melody from the slightly witty atmosphere of terror. High frequency sounds make people feel uncomfortable. John Bates creates tension so that the audience will be curious but scared about the plot to begin. Some parts of the soundtrack is very horrible with the constant mechanical friction. Monotonous reception of the part contributes to make people feel uncomfortable and dizzy. This film has a lot of scenes of dull life with repressed emotion, and it's easy to let people to make connection to their real life. More shocking, some men and women that work inside are often isolated and not in contact with society. With working pressure getting severe every day, it's easy to get into this kind of illness. Some people say that watching this film, in fact, is to see a man's destruction progress. Sunset is the disguised tragic history of the Indians. The reason why Villa has been able to produce such a great influence on Jack is because it's a release of Jack's impetuous fantasy, which makes him indulge in fantasy and desire, reluctant to get back to the reality. This hotel is a terrorist and greedy illusion. People with humble soul trying to conquer their countless tangled feeling or to escape distribution. So the ending of Jack is a black and white photo now on the wall, marked 1921, dressed in luxurious suit with a shaky smile in the crowd. He is fully satisfied and content in the center of the party. Great achievement in the virtual world in the jazz era of the American dream. Rather than at foot of the mountain walking on the world machine, receiving real jazz flatter, enduring suffers, he would definitely prefer the success, the achievement, and the recognition in the hotel. That's all for today's gramophone. Thanks for your listening and have a good night. If you have nightmare, please don't panic. It's not real. Just believe they won't come to you if you listen to our program. Bye.
Cast for today. Producer:
彭敬贤 Elva.
Anchor:
葛嘉诚 Jake.
吴希远 Apollo
Journalist
廖安然 Charlotte
许和芳 Echo
苏林涵 Helen
吕月萌 Joyce
周佳怡 Priscilla
罗韵佳 Rebecca
王惊喜 Surprise
一个人的时候听荔枝 FM。